This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you on this 3rd of July. Half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities, business, athletes. You got a lot of people who are going to help you. Start your journey today at NILGameChangers.org. Doug Birdsong says they're visiting his wife's family in Ohio. They're going to the fireworks in Columbus. They call it Red, White, and Boom. Wow. Terrific. That was just in Columbus, 5 weeks ago? I got to get a hold of Wes Durham. Get Wes on to talk about this ACC thing. And look, I always love this. Nobody knows what's really going on. We hear and see the public posturing, but do we know what's really going on behind the scenes? Do we really know what the money is involved in all this? Do we really know there's a landing spot for anybody? Do we really know if there's been tampering to make that happen? We don't know any of that stuff. And Wes would be the first one to tell you that, but it did have a good read on it. Although the first thing I'm going to ask him, I got to text him here and get him back on the show. He'll do it, so. But the first thing I'm going to ask him is going to be, because we played two rounds of golf together out in Columbus, and he says, Jonesy, I need new technology. He's talking about his driver. And he drives the ball really well, but he wants to get a better drive. Because Wes wants to be, he probably is there now, he wants to be a 5 handicap. I know that you didn't want to hear that.
No, I just saw a joke online yesterday that somebody was asked if you lost a stroke every time you golfed, but also fell 1% out of love with your wife. What would you choose?
Oh, I never want to fall the 1%.
I choose okay, B2. Never. She might be listening.
No, that's an easy call. That's not a.
And I'm also, if she is listening, I'm getting cracked upside the head when I get home. And deservedly so.
What, you don't want to lose the stroke in the golf course? That's all, geez. There's 3 years in a row, I'd say 18, 19, and 20. Where I was an 11 handicap, pretty good, like close to 10. And at the end of 20, the pandemic started. And for whatever reason, I don't know what the reason is, I started doing something funky with my swing, and in 21, 22, and 23, I have to admit that, you know, to all the people who played with me in the Purdy tournament, except for maybe some putts and a couple of wedges, I was kind of worthless. I don't know what the heck I did. Okay. But, but, for some reason, this year, I made an adjustment. I made the adjustment. I mean, I went and talked to teachers. I mean, Garrett Quilka really helped me a lot. But, like, I couldn't figure out what I was doing. I couldn't get, you know, the big part was I couldn't get the ball in the air. Yeah, I'd hit some line drives. Okay, line, you know, like a long iron line drive or something like that. Okay. And I made one personal adjustment this year. And I was out on the driving range to start the year. It was back in the first week of March before the Big Ten tournament. And I'm like, oh. And of course, what was my first thought? My first thought was, well, let's see if it translates to the course. Because, I had a great range session. I'm like, all right. Okay. Great range session. I'm like, okay, this is it. Boy, I haven't hit a ball in range like this long, like 3 years. And let's see how it goes on the course. And by golly, it kept going. So, to be honest with you, I'm right around a 10 handicap. Yeah, I'm not single digit, but like not bad. I mean, the worst round I've shot all year is 86.
I'd weep.
And Todd, that was on the 86 was on a great course. That was on the Nicklaus course at Ohio State. I shot 45 in the front. I had three double bogeys, but I countered with three pars. So I shot 45 in the back. I had no doubles, and I had four pars and shot 41. Like, I was sitting there like going, hey, all right. Okay, because I played in that tournament last year. Out in Bloomington, and to be honest with you, it was fun being with the guys, but the playing part was not fun because I just wasn't playing well. Like I mean, not playing well. Right now, at least I kind of went out there and went, okay, like I feel like I've been I felt like I was representative this time. Like okay, like you didn't walk away going, oh well, I tell you, he can't play. They at least walked away and they went, yeah, he's all right. You know, now Durham can play. Durham hits the ball a long way. Every once in a while, he'll hit like we all do, and you sit there and go, where did that come from? It's like the last hole, you know, we're playing 18 on the gray course the second day. And I mean, I'm in great shape. If I par this hole, I'm going to be like, yeah. And I walked up, and I hadn't done this since a shot on the front nine. I've been hitting the ball straight, 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 straight. Slice! I'm like going, oh! Oh! Okay, makeup shot from the woods. Okay. And, and when I mean the woods, the pines were all spread out, so you had alleyways to hit. But, like, you're not hitting toward the green. You're just trying to get it in a spot where you then can hit on the green. I got it out. I hit a lob wedge on the green. I two-putted, got the five. I'm like, oh, no, thank you. And it was a short par four. I should have hit an iron. Dumb. All right.
You can't save him out of the woods like Bryson does?
Well, I was able to get it out to a spot where I could, but I couldn't get it on the green.
I was going
to
say, didn't he muscle one almost onto the green in the US Open?
Oh, of course he did. Oh, Lord. I mean, that's just a different life. These people play a different way than we do.
Well, that's quite true.
There are 8 billion people in the world. 156 have their tour cards next.
I followed, that was probably 25 years ago, I followed Jason Bone one time for a story down at Hershey on a, what was Corn Ferry Tour before? Whatever it was before.
Nationwide
yeah,
Tour?
Yeah, on a Nationwide Tour event. And it is, mm-hmm. It's one of the few times I've actually ever seen pros up close, and it's just, it's a different level of golf.
Go to the driving range. When you go to the driving range, it tells you everything you need to know. Because, okay, and 7-iron. They got the 7-iron. All the 7-irons are within 15 feet of each other, maybe 20. 20 feet. All right around the flagstick. Pitching wedge. They're all within 20. Driver. You stand there and go. So, like, they'll hit 50 balls with a pitching wedge. They're all within 20 feet. I'd be hitting 50 balls with a pitching wedge going, okay, well, I got the ball in the air, most of them. All right, yeah, okay, that's here. These guys are remarkable. And, again, that's the Korn Ferry Tour.
Yeah.
That's not the lead tour. These guys are really, really terrific players. It just takes so much. And this is in every, that's why I talk about this in every sport. That's why I am not a person that says, and people know I've said this before in the show, I don't sit there and ever say an athlete stinks. Because they're just not as good as that guy. Do you know how good you have to be the last guy on the team in the Phillies clubhouse? Do you know how good you have to be to make the Philadelphia Eagles and maybe run down on special teams a few times? You know how good you have to be on the fourth line in the NHL? Do you know how good you have to be one of the guys at the end of the bench for the Celtics or the Mavericks? I haven't even gotten to the guys that are playing the minutes. You know how good you have to be the other guys? I mean, just to make it is remarkable. Because every level gets pared down. So we'll use football as a prime example. Hey, all the kids out there playing, kid football out there. Right? Then it gets to junior high. And guess what happens in junior high? It gets whittled down. Then you get to the high school part, and it gets whittled down. Now you get to college, it really gets whittled down. And then you get to the pros, it's as whittled down as it can be. What are you talking about? What, 1,700, 1,800 players out of a country of 335 million?
And we can still find more football players than soccer players.
Oh, there are people playing soccer. They're just not very good at it. but, yeah, that's... but that how good you have to be. So I want you now. When we do talk about like the U.S. men's soccer team, we talked about this yesterday. We're comparing them to Panama and Uruguay, and Trinidad and Tobago and Mexico, and then eventually to Brazil, Germany, Spain, Italy, England, so forth. Okay, but that's who we're comparing them to. Obviously, those are great, great players out there. They're way better than The frustration is they're not as competitive as they're not winning like we think they should, because we are a country of 335 million people or thereabouts. We need to find 20 that are better than their 20. And the odds should favor us in finding those 20. At least I think.
I think this was the first time all 20, our entire roster was playing in the European Pro Leagues, either England, Germany, or Spain.
Right, no, everybody says it's the best team we've ever had. Okay.
Oh, I think it might be the most talented. I think best team has not been determined yet.
Yeah, so, you know. Now, they've got 2 years. They've got 2 years. The World Cup's here. And I feel it's really important for the U.S., for the health of the sport in this country, to at least, at minimum, make it to the knockout round. What happens in the knockout round happens, okay? But at that point, what down to 16, right?
Correct.
World Cup.
Yeah.
So you're down to 16. Okay. Now at that point, hey, catch as catch can. I can roll with it. But you can't do what they did in Copa America. Can't do that.
And honestly, I think that's part of the issue is we're not, doesn't seem like we're any further along than we were in 1994, the last time it was on our turf.
I agree with you wholeheartedly because they have been the single most frustrating team the United States puts out over and over again. The women's team is phenomenal. I mean, it was a disappointment in Tokyo, you know, when Alyssa Nair got hurt. You know, that hurt tremendously. But, I mean, they've been great over and over and over again. I mean, when you sit back and you look at the Olympics, Char Moret Curtis, when she played in the Olympics in Los Angeles, the field hockey team won a bronze medal. That's the only medal we've ever won in field hockey. Where's the medal count on men's soccer?
I'm not sure we have one.
No, there isn't. They've been the most frustrating group. It's not as if, quote, we as Americans don't have talent. We do have talent. Pulisic's a tremendous player. He's not a good player. He's a tremendous player. But you got to put more around him because, look, they'll mark him, right, all over the place because he is the guy. It's one thing about the women's team. They've always had multiple options to go to in scoring, so it's always been difficult to mark a player. Hey, I'm going to mark Alex Morgan. Great. Megan Rapinoe's open. You know what I mean? So, and I know territorially, the U.S. had the advantage over Uruguay, but man, they're the most frustrating group. I mean, just frustrating because, I mean, when you watch them on TV, how much do you go in there expecting something and how much do you go in there hoping for something?
I would say it's 80-20 on the hope.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. Well, this half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers. Brought to you by our, if you want to get the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities, give them a, go to them. In fact, it's easy. NILGameChangers.org. Business, athletes, doesn't have to just be athletes, businesses. They'll open doors for you. They'll send you in the right direction. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.
Here it is, the 3rd of July. Big Independence Day weekend. Look, as far as I'm concerned, I got a ball game tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun fireworks here in State College afterward. You know, the 4th Fest fireworks will be great here tomorrow, too, and I'll pick out a nice spot here on the top of the hill to watch.
You shouldn't be doing that. You should go to the event.
Like that. No. But it's a 4.5-day weekend. I know Todd and I are going to be here Friday. I threw a wrench into Todd's plans. He had to get somebody to watch your daughter, I believe.
It just means she's staying with the in-laws an extra night. Just means she swims more over at camp.
Sounds like she wants to go there. Not, she's glad you worked.
I'm not arguing that in the least.
You know what we're going to do on Friday? We do this once in a while, like a couple times a year. We're going to do the Ask Steve Anything Friday. Anything. All right? So professional, personal, team, sports, whatever it may be. I usually get some really, really interesting questions when I do that. We can do that on Friday.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, you know what? It's the 4th of July weekend, so let's stock up. All right, we're going to go places. We're going to see fireworks, barbecues. All right. Our website has put out all the areas where the suit's going to be so you can avoid it. What, no? We thought that was a draw?
He's omnipotent. You can't avoid him.
You know what? That scary statement might be correct. Go to Brewers Outlet. Stock up now. If you're going to have something on your patio deck, whatever it may be, or you're going someplace else, you want to make sure you're fully stocked and ready to go. The best selection of beer anywhere. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Maybe people like wine coolers. You got to have lots and lots of water. It's going to be hot the next couple days. Soft drinks, lots and lots of snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. 6 great flavors of slushies. Pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. Now, hopefully you got out work a little early today. Okay? You may be in the car right now. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yeah, I'm talking to you in the car. Yes. Go over to Reagan Street. Listen to the show. Enjoy it here over the final half hour. And stock up. Dollar Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. So, Todd, you're going to have to help me out on this because I don't give out the phone number that often. Hardly ever. So what is our number to call here?
570-743-9565.
Okay, 743-9565.
Yep.
743-9565. 570-743-9565. So, I mean, we can get started on Ask Steve Anything today in the final half hour if you've got time for it. Give a call. The heck? Yeah, more than willing to have fun talking to you. Did you see the Clemson situation?
No.
The ACC, what's the latest trend? Latest trend has been play games on Black Friday. The NFL even played what the Jets and Dolphins played on Black Friday last year. I mean, the NFL feels they can play anytime, anywhere. All right. Well, college football's been playing a lot of Black Friday football. Last year, Penn State played Michigan State. It was part of a doubleheader that day that included Iowa playing Nebraska in Lincoln. Okay. So, and the ACC wanted Clemson because it's Clemson's home game, so they have control over it. On their TV side of it, to play South Carolina on Black Friday. Clemson, if South Carolina said, great, the ACC said, great, we've got everything the way we want it. Perfect. And Clemson said, no. So, the ACC is furious with Clemson over this. They're furious about it. And the reason they're furious about it is that they had the thing all set up. And so you get this whole thing set up. And Clemson said no. Now, again, Clemson is the home team. So they say the ACC secured from ESPN several concessions to move the game. So the game against the Citadel on the 23rd would be at noon. The game with South Carolina would be in prime time on the 29th. They also were willing to switch a scheduled 2027 Labor Day Monday conference game with Clemson at NC State to a Clemson home game in 2027. They would also limit two of their road games to prime time. And that South Carolina down the road would reciprocate and Clemson said no to all this. And they've pointed out that other ACC teams have agreed to play on Black Friday, like Georgia Tech, Georgia, Florida State, Florida, North Carolina, Notre Dame, Virginia, Virginia Tech, North Carolina, NC State. Clemson is unwilling to do so. Now, I would like to point out, Black Friday is a little different because everybody's off, or almost everybody's off. I mean, Penn State played Pitt a couple of times on Friday here, way back in the day. But again, that's off. Penn State's not going to play a home game on a Friday, even at night. They've already told the Big Ten that, as has Ohio State, as has Michigan. Why? Well, you got to play on a Friday? Where are you going to park everybody?
What's 322 going to look like from 3 to 7 if you play on a
mercy
Friday?
Me. I mean, they said no to this, but it shows you the contention between the conference and them. But at the same time, if Penn State were in this spot, Penn State's played Friday games at Illinois, at Maryland, Black Friday last year at Michigan State. The game was in Detroit. Okay. So they play those games, but they've all been away. They have not been here. And yeah, I realize they're playing Citadel the week before. I mean, I do realize that. They're playing, it's a game where they are the, quote, prohibitive favorite. How about that? They're the prohibitive favorite. So it should not be, at least on paper, one of those taxing games leading into the week. They should be in good shape. But Clemson said no to it. Which, by the way, is their prerogative. It is that, they've got to do what's best for Clemson. It's not always what's best for the conference. I'll never forget one time I was talking to somebody here and they were asking about, well, I know what it was. It was the Illinois game on a Friday night. When Penn State had to go out there, it was the first time they played on a Friday in a long time. Long time. And I said to somebody, well, why is Penn State playing on Friday? He said, well, we have to do our part for the conference. I said, well, when's the conference going to do their part for us? Now, that was probably me still a little bit bitter about how things played out in 11 and 12. How about that? I could be fair about that. Like, oh, really? Because there are a few things that played out in that I didn't think were right. But that's just my opinion. Overall, has the Big Ten benefited Penn State? No question, especially financially. My goodness gracious. Financially, it's played out really well for Penn State. Hey, we'll wrap it up in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Clemson has to do what's best for their fan base and for their draw. I understand that. I think that's an important part of this that we can't leave out. That they have to do what's best for their fan base, their draw. They can't just always do what the conference wants. Their game with South Carolina is going to be televised. It's just not going to be in prime time. LeBron James, 2 year, it's not a 3 year deal. He was offered three, but he takes a 2 year deal for $104 million total. And it has a player opt out after a year and a no trade clause. And look, he's smart about this, these are the rules. Yeah, I don't care how you feel about him. He understands the system, and the max contract number goes up every year, so he takes advantage of it. He gets the max contract every time, opts out after 1 year, and gets the next max contract. But that's just smart.
They also gave Bronny 4 years guaranteed, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, but Jalen Pickett was a second-round pick. He got 3 years guaranteed.
Eh. It's just, the guy that got picked in that spot last year got a two-way deal for $700,000.
Right. No, I know. Oh, I know. Hey, I understand that. But it's up to the kid now to make his own way. I mean, he has to go out. He has to play. Right? And he can't play the way he played at USC. Can't. But he's also not the first round pick.
He may not be, but that name kind of puts the bullseye of a first-round pick on him, especially the way they're treating him.
Oh, sure. Yeah, but Dalton Connect's the guy that, when you drafted, he's the guy you're looking at to be the contributor. So, latest to sue the NCAA, Mario Chalmers, who, by the way, made a fair amount of coin with the Miami Heat. He was a pretty good fourth guy to go with Bosh, Wade, and LeBron. Charlie Baker told the NCAA Collegiate Directors of Athletics that the House settlement has put things behind us. Well, there's a new antitrust lawsuit seeking the rights of men's basketball players from 97, 2008, 2011, and the 2014 national champions. NC State was the first one to file from 40 years ago. Chalmers versus the NCAA, it's Mario Chalmers, states that his game-tying shot in the national title game against Memphis has been hijacked for profit on the NCAA.com website. It doesn't stop there. The Power Five Big East are also included in the suit for using images of former stars Sherron Collins, Kansas, Jason Terry, Arizona, and Ryan Boatwright of UConn. There are 16 players in all. Other names may be added.
That's kind of the same deal the NC State team's suing on, too, right? For them using the highlights of Jim Valvano running around all the time.
Right. Right. So this is why you need contracts. And I'll give you an example. I'll get my contract. My contract states that I get paid to do the games and what my duties are for the games and so forth. But there's also a clause in the contract that says I don't get extra money when my highlights are used. Now, with me, it's not a problem. There aren't any. No. Just kidding. I don't get a bonus when ESPN uses it. I don't get a bonus when they put it into social media. I don't get a bonus when they put it into a highlight package. Whomever uses the highlight package, whether it's Penn State internally putting it out or whether it happens to be BTN or ESPN. It's in the contract. Well, you're going to have to put contracts together for these players that state, hey, look, you know, your personal highlights that's showing you doing something great, right, since we're already paying you. So that's why you have to have contracts, because you got this stuff going on now.
Is there a fair use thing for ESPN that they're not suing ESPN too?
That's a really good question. They specifically claim it's on the NCAA.com website. That's what they specifically said.
Because, I'm just thinking quickly here. If that's the play, you probably go after the one with the most money, and that would be ESPN, who plays the highlights constantly.
Right. I don't know. That's a really good question. That one I don't know. It's not like he didn't make money. I mean, he made a lot of money in his career. He had a good NBA career. I mean, I don't understand why.
Well, they get their money, and then, you know, and I think it's for the exact same reason you just said. So when it eventually comes, the contracts, that stuff gets into the contracts.
Yeah, but see, this is what the part I don't understand. You know what his net worth is?
Probably 20 or 30 million?
20 million. Good job. 20 million. Okay. 20 million is net worth. Well, what the heck does he need? Why is he thinking about more money? Of course, he could have spent it all, but
I'm guessing this is a lawyer's idea, and they brought it to him, and can we use your name?
Could be. Yeah, see, stuff like this is just, I don't know. I mean, the guy had a really good career. He played, 9 years? In the NBA. 9 years in the NBA. Guy averaged 9 points a game, hit some big shots for Miami, not for Memphis. He only played 2 years with Memphis. An Achilles injury finally got him. But usually you put the salary in here, too. Yeah, his salary's in here. He made $24.9 million playing in the NBA. $24.9 million. Now, his top-out salary, though, is $4.3 million. He made $4 million a year. 4 straight years with Miami. So that's $16 million there. And they got $4.3 from the Grizzlies when he went there in 16. I mean,
that's pretty close to your net worth, isn't it?
I don't like to brag. goodness gracious. Everybody be safe on the 4th. We're back on the 5th. It's Ask Anything Friday. We'll have some fun with that. We always do.